My generation has been labeled with a big old X. Along with it came the stigma of a big old hex. That we're all into all kinds of self-mutilation, body piercing, tattoos, and scarification. But I like to find better things to do, although I do pop the occasional pimple or two. I never really cared for that other stuff, cause for me, my emotional scars were enough. I decided long ago that I wouldn't treat my body like a walking wall of graffiti. So imagine my surprise when I awoke to find a tattoo of a heart right on my behind.
Merry Christmas!
Ooh, ooh, yo!
What is this?
My uncle's a ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk.
Merry Christmas!
Ooh, ooh, yo!
What is this?
It was the day after Christmas and all through the house, everything was a mess, I even found a dead mouse. The stockings were ripped off the women on the floor, who were passed out drunk from the party the night before. The house was a wreck, I had seen enough, it'll take me all the next year to clean up. I've been planning this party the whole month of December, it looked like fun, I wish I could remember. God, what a pain in my ass, I hate cleaning. Something on the back of my sofa is steaming. I don't wanna know what they did to my cat. And speaking of a pain in my ass, what's that? Ow, what the hell, where did this come from? It's a feeling like somebody shot me in the bum. I got so drunk I can't remember a thing. I don't know what this is, but man does it sting. Into the bathroom I rushed like a flash, tore open my pants and examined my ass. And on my left butt cheek, about an inch wide, was a little red heart with a name inside. Vicky? Vixen? Who the hell is Vixen? I don't remember anybody named. Wait a minute, it's starting to come back. I remember a fat guy in red and black. He showed up to the party about a quarter past 12 with the whole entourage of reindeer and elves. Looking like he had broken some strange sex laws, my party was crashed by Santa Claus. That's the only small detail I recall. Besides that, I don't remember nothing at all. I know Vixen is part of his reindeer crew, but now I wanna know what the two of us do. Just what went on, how far did it go? And second thought, I think I'd rather not know. Something tells me that I should avoid it, cause I don't wanna hear that I might have enjoyed it. I cleaned up the house, tried to clear my head. I took a shower and cleaned all the fur off my bed. I got rid of anything that could possibly remind me. I just wanna put this whole thing behind me.
Merry Christmas!
Ooh, ooh, yo!
What is this?
My uncle's an ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk.
Merry Christmas!
Ooh, ooh, yo!
What is this?
I will always regret what happened that night. That little tattoo has ruined my life. The sight of a heart still gives me a chill, and I don't want to mention my psychiatrist bill. I sort of understand, but I'm kinda sore, that my friends don't want to come around no more. My girlfriend left me and I had to move, and I eventually got the damn thing removed. Someone suggested that I change my religion. I thought about it and came to a decision. I became a druid because I thought it'd be nice, and now I practice free sex and human sacrifice. I'm haunted by the incident night and day, and now Christmas is only a few weeks away. This year I'm ready, I'm not gonna run, cause I went out and bought me a big shotgun. I'ma wait up all night in my living room, and if Vixen comes in, then she's gonna go boom. I'm gonna spike the milk till it's 190 proof. I'll start a fire in the fireplace, put landmines on the roof. I'm not gonna repeat what happened last year. I ain't going nowhere near another tiny reindeer. She better understand what I'm talking about, cause that's one piece of tale I can do without.
Merry Christmas!
Oh.